Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and get healthy. Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. And as you probably can hear, I need to get healthy now too. Just got a little cold or something, but otherwise I'm doing fantastic in this rainy, thundery, lightning day in this normally sunny California, Southern California. Anyways, I want to talk about music therapy today and how it is helpful and what it is good for. Just make some suggestions and see who can actually benefit from it. Now, you know that everything has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, as does music therapy. When you can listen to music on your own and get yourself healthy, and you don't need to go to the doctor and get all the medications and drive around and avoid accidents and da-da-da-da-da, and it goes on and on. I mean, it's crazy. That definitely keeps you healthy in your body, in your mind, and in your finances. So let me start with the definition of what is music therapy. Music therapy uses music to address a number of emotional, cognitive, and social issues in people of all ages. It is often used with people who have disabilities or illness, but the healing benefits of music can be enjoyed by anyone and at any age. The process of making and listening to music can provide a channel for communication and expression that may go beyond what is easily expressed in words. So I just want to give you some little information on how music therapy actually began. In connection between music and emotion has long been acknowledged, or the connection has actually long been acknowledged, along with the ability of music to influence both mental and physical health. Pythagoras, Plato, and Aristotle all wrote about how music affects health and behavior, and Aboriginal tribes from all over the world have used music as part of their healing arts. So sorry, man, this thunder is noisy. Music therapy, as it exists today, began in the 1960s, as scientists and doctors began providing the healing power of music with clinical trials. So it's not that super old yet. Not quite 60 years old, but it definitely works. In the 1970s, the New Age music emerged as a genre of music without recognizable harmony, rhythm, or melody that is used for yoga, meditation, and relaxation. Today, music therapists work in a variety of different settings, including hospitals and clinics, schools, substance abuse centers, nursing homes, and private practice. Pardon me. It's pretty darn awesome how music is an international language, and it helps you reach things that you can't usually reach otherwise. So, what do music therapists do? They work in either a one-on-one or group setting to help clients work through their problems in a nonverbal musical way. So that's more relaxing because they don't have to vocalize what they're thinking. They can think it and they can kind of work it through with the music. The therapist may begin by playing a tune, him or herself, and then invite the clients to join in or respond with their own instruments. Well, that works in some areas. In some areas, it doesn't go with instruments. I attended a seminar with a music therapist, and he just demonstrated on what he does. He plays the guitar beautifully. And he explained that the healing comes from the vibration, from the frequency of the strings, from the guitar, from the music. And it was just so, it was actually a great experience. We were actually, yeah, it was a 4U network, and we were just, you know, learning from each other and stuff. And we invited this gentleman. His name is actually Mark Romero, and he is an amazing music therapist. Just so in case you are looking for somebody in Southern California, there are many more, and there are programs out there. There's a whole bunch of information. But unless somebody brings it to your attention, you probably don't think about it. So let me go on and tell you. So they play instruments and stuff, and they have people repeat, or they can sing back or hum back, or in some cases write back, just whatever it takes, you know, to get people interacted. And so since it's a before that, the therapist plays first, and the students or the people who are taking the class are responding. There was a question that I received from somebody. Well, do I need to play an instrument, or will I be taught to play and read an instrument? Do I need to know how to read music? And no, it's not necessary to have any experience playing music. And the therapist will not teach you to play music. The purpose of a music therapy session is to express yourself through music by improvising and responding to the music in new ways, regardless of skill level. How does it work? It's a good question. Music therapy works on a number of different levels in a number of different ways. It has been proven that music, especially pieces with a strong rhythmical element, can affect heart rate and breathing and promote the release of endorphins or natural painkillers. It has also been shown to reduce muscle tension and can be very helpful in promoting relaxation. Music can also be helpful in releasing memories or negative feelings that may have been repressed, which can help to change behaviors and affect behavioral issues. Playing music can also improve skills such as communication and physical conditions. What is music therapy commonly used for? Music therapy is used for many different issues, from stress relief to mental, emotional, and behavioral problems. It has been shown to help treat depression and anxiety, and it is often used to help elderly clients deal with memory loss associated with diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Music therapy is also used to relieve pain, especially related to labor or terminal illness. Can I use music therapy on my own? Music therapy can be used in healthy individuals in a number of ways. Playing an instrument or beating a drum can alleviate stress, and listening to music can help with relaxation. Music can also be an important tool to use while exercising for motivation and encouragement. And now I can tell you my personal experience. It was just a little over 3 years ago. I was up in the mountains and I fell. I stumbled over a piece of wood on my own property. Okay, so nobody to blame but myself. I fell, and I think I was knocked out for just a little bit. And then I screamed in pain. I mean, I was in pain like crazy. Long story short, I had totally dislocated my left shoulder. And I was glad it was the left because I'm right-handed. So I was just crying the whole night. I couldn't lie down. I couldn't get up. Everything was so painful. And the next morning, my husband got a hold of me. He called the hospital. He called the advice nurse. And I was taken to the hospital where they took the x-rays and then tried to put my shoulder back in, but it was 15 hours by then. So they gave me just a little muscle relaxer and tried, and man, did it hurt. And the second time, it hurt more. And the third time, I screamed and said, ow, my knee. I didn't know what I was saying. It was actually my my shoulder, my elbow, everything that hurt. So they said, would you like us to knock you out? I said, well, why didn't you do that in the first place? They go, okay. And so after that, they did only one more time after, and then they took more x-rays, and we found out that they fractured my shoulder in two places while putting it back in because it was so tight, it was out for so long. So I had a totally dislocated shoulder and two fractures, one on top of the shoulder and one underneath. I was put in a sling, put on medication, and told that I couldn't really do much for probably two months or so. And then they started me on light exercise. Well, I couldn't take that. That was too slow for me. And I started my own therapy. And just like a quarter of an inch of movement at the time, then half an inch. And then I put my hand on the piano. And I played with the right hand and with the left hand, just what I could reach. And then after a week, I got an inch to 2 inch of motion. So I played two or three notes. And then I got up to 5 inches of motion. And I go, wow, okay, pretty cool. Started going to the pool and did some water exercises there, water resistance, which is really awesome. And I sang while I did it because I went to the time when there was nobody in the pool, or I sang very quietly. And within 5 months, and I was told 9 to 12 months, within 5 months, I had full range of motion back. And the doctor asked, what did you do? And I said, I did my own music therapy. I played my piano every day to listen to music, have the vibrations, and release the tension and promote the healing of the bones. And so after 5 months, he pronounced me healed and I was gone. So I saved him 4 months and I saved myself 7 months because he said 9 to 12 months. So I feel really, really blessed. Music therapy has actually done that to me. And I used what I learned with Mark Romero and I used what I learned otherwise. And I improvised. That's what the whole thing is about. With music, you get to improvise what works best on you, what relaxes you, what encourages you, what helps you out of depression. And it's a certain range in motion, in the frequencies that actually have more impact than others. So that's what I want to say. It's so important that we actually do something with the music. And again, you don't even need to know, you don't even need to know how to play an instrument yourself. You can just listen to it. Or in some autistic children, they took like some wooden spoons and some pans, pots and pans, and let them drum on it, and it relaxed them. And with some others with music, it's also like a mathematical formula because there is a rhythm to music usually. And that helps students learn their multiplication tables and helps them feel more comfortable with numbers and helps them express themselves better in language. So there are so many benefits to music. I actually can feel that I'm under the weather with my cold and stuff and the rain and the thunder right now. So I want to go listen to some music for myself and set the example here, do my own music therapy. And then I know for a fact I feel much better within 15 to 20 minutes and I can get on my merry way on this journey today and help other people getting healthy and feeling better and energized. And so I'm going to cut this short today, but I think I mentioned more than enough how important music therapy is for your mental, physical, and financial standpoint. Because when you don't have to run to the doctors and you don't have to pop meds and you don't have to drive around and spend money on car, fuel, insurance, wear and tear and whatnot, all makes a huge difference. So I wish you all a most wonderful day. If you need a music therapist, you can research Mark Romero in the Southern California area. Or you can just Google it, music therapist, and put your area in and arrange like 2 to 5 miles or whatever you're willing to go. And I can tell you, they will help you in every sense of the way, make you feel better. It's non-invasive. It's very calming, and it does work. The most important thing, it does work. And actually, I had found one of them under meditativemind.org. And there is a video there, Healing Music for Depression. So you probably can hear it's just some sounds, music, different vibrations, and it can definitely make an impact on you. There's a video there. If you go to that website, meditativemind.org/music-therapy-health-wellness. And then go down, and then there is that video with the woman sitting there, one pant leg up, the other one down, arms crossed and head down onto the arms. And when you click on it, you get an hour and 4 minutes and 31 seconds worth of music to help you relax. It does not mean that you have to actually sit still for the whole thing, though it is more effective. But you can even do that while you are in the kitchen preparing a meal, or while you need to clean the house. You just have it on a little bit louder so you can hear it, or have it on your phone and put your earplugs in so you can hear it. Anything that does not put you in a trance, it's because it's non, you know, it's not that type. It's just relaxation, and the vibrations work on your issues inside your body, because the body actually has the possibility and a high probability of healing itself when it's sick, no matter what it is, when everything is in order, when you have a balanced mind, balanced health, balanced finances, balanced everything. Or you can say healthy. That either or is fine. It's just all the way we perceive things. And music is a big, big help when it comes to that. So if you have any questions, suggestions, you want to talk with me, you can contact me at dythomson@gmail.com, or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Both use specific questions and give me your contact information so I can get back with you. Also, if you have something to contribute that goes under healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, I would love to talk with you. Contact me so we can set up a little interview and see what you can contribute. And if you can, I would like to have you for free on my show, just to promote you and to see that I can help you out a little bit. That's the whole goal about having a healthy mind. It's not all about oneself. It's about the people you can reach out to and help. And that is one of my main goals, to help people getting healthy in all three aspects. And if you have any questions about that, let me know. I'll be more than happy to schedule a call with you. But I don't answer the phone on unscheduled times and with numbers that I don't recognize. Everything is kind of scheduled in my life because I'm happily busy these days. And I just want to make sure that when I talk to you, I don't get interrupted with things that were pre-scheduled. So I want to be fair, and I want to make sure that I give you the same courtesy and the same attention as I give anybody else. All right, that's it for today. I wish all of you a wonderful, happy, healthy day. And it can be wonderful and happy, even when it rains or snows or freezes or whatever. Remember, it's all attitude. So take care of yourselves, and until next week, we'll talk again and have another subject. I wish you all the best, and again, till next week. Take care.